Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's April 26, 2021. I'm Benjamin Bernstein, and this is New Earth Support Team. And one bit of grace we've got tonight is there have been roofers on the house all day putting a new roof on. It looked like they were going to be roofing right into our call, but they did finish up just a few minutes ago. So we are, even if we're starting late, at least we don't have a bunch of pounding on the roof, which is awesome. So let me give you a little intro on what we're doing here. First, let me thank each and every one of you for being present. I know your time is valuable, and for the next hour or so, my hope is that you're going to have a wonderful experience of both service and significant personal benefit all at the same time. After this intro, I'm going to call the directions of the mesa I'm sitting at, call in a bunch of divine allies, set a beautiful, safe container for us. Then I'm going to lead you through embodied awakening, where you call your higher self to merge with your human self to the greatest extent that serves highest good. And then once we've got that all in place, we'll tell the allies, hey, we're ready. How can we serve? And we never know quite what they're going to do. But the trend in recent calls has been that each of us receives some pretty significant healing and or awakening. And often the healing is more on the front end. Those of us who are ready and able may also be given heavy energy to process for the collective. And then we will all ultimately be taken to our deepest level of awakening. And from there, we will radiate that beautiful energy to the collective. So of late, it hasn't been so much about us like sending energy, but much more about just being lifted into our most blissful awakened selves, and that naturally and automatically radiating to the collective. So it's a lovely experience. That's why many people come back time after time after time for month after month after month. So many thanks to all of you who are here. All right. Doesn't look like anyone is texting with any issues, so I think we're good. So the two requests I always make for Awakening Plus calls is first, please give this your undivided attention. That way you'll have the best experience. We are going to go deep and subtle. So your full attention is needed for that. Also, you're affecting everybody else, whether you're live or on the recording. So the magic of this works backward and forward in time, regardless of where and when you experience this event. So just know that the quality of focus you're holding is literally affecting everyone else who has done, is doing, or ever will do this call. So I do ask that you bring your best self. I'm not saying you have to get it perfect or that you won't ever get distracted. That's beyond the realm of reasonability, but just give it your best and please don't do anything else while you're doing this. Again, this usually takes about an hour. If right now you really can't give it the attention it needs and you are a member of Awakening Plus, then you can always get this in the archive later. Just about every event we do is archived for access. We're up to close to 325 archived recordings and more get added every week. So if you're a member, you can always do this later if now live or even on a recording is not the optimal moment. Okay, so that's all of the key things you need to know. And I'm going to take a swig of water. And Kay says, happy full moon, beautiful souls. And happy full moon to you guys in case you're doing this live. Alrighty. So, one last little instruction. If unexpectedly you have to exit this call prior to when we close the container, which we'll do immediately after the process is complete, and after the container is closed, we'll do Q&A and feedback. If you must depart before then, just ask the allies to ease you out of the container nice and gentle, and you will be able to depart the event without disrupting the field. Okay. I invite you to close your eyes. And as I call the directions and call the allies, my invitation to you is if you're able to feel energy moving in your body, just to passively feel what the energy is doing on its own. If you don't have that level of awareness, just feel the breath coming and going on its own and just hold awareness of that. The idea is to be really passive and let the divine do all this for you. Pachamama, Mama Kia. We're a Cocha Inti. I am that I am. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied service to other fourth density consciousness or higher that serves highest good, please. I call Spirit Song's higher self. I call Amma the hugging saint. I call ayahuasca, San Pedro, magic mushroom, grandfather tobacco, quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator, Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Yogananda. I call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I call the angels of high vibration and benevolent intent. I call Archangel Raphael in the north, Archangel Michael in the south, Archangel Uriel in the east, Archangel Gabriel in the west, Archangel Metatron in the center. I call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. I call Sai Ma. I call my elemental allies, my benevolent ancestors. We call Apu Asangate, Apu, guardian angel, Apu, dragon mountain gateway, Apu, Mount Pisgah, Apu, shining rock, Apu, grandfather mountain, Apu, Mount Mitchell. I call Phoenix, dragon, jaguar, panther, owl, eagle, condor, hummingbird, bear, hedgehog. I call the higher selves of Mu, West, Lisa, Zachary, Jeremy, Deborah. I call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around the sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, we have a lovely container. So we can proceed in safe space. So now I'm going to lead you in embodied awakening. So metaphorically, your body is like a car. And what we're going to do here is your ego is going to slide to the passenger seat and your divine self is going to drive. At any point, your ego doesn't like the divine self's driving. It can slide over any time and take the wheel back. The divine will step out with no fuss. And your ego will be back in control. Therefore, there's no risk or danger. You're perfectly safe to try this. Among the benefits of embodied awakening, there is a lot more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you can do more responsibly and more joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out mentally so much, there's a lot more intuition and more bliss. If you'd like to try that, then I'll lead you through it in just a moment. I'm going to lead you in an 8-word invocation. You'll be speaking these words directly to your higher self. Say the words out loud if you can, silently if you must. So let's begin now. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Let the words go. And if you feel energy moving in your body, just relax and feel what the energy is doing on its own. If you don't have that awareness, then just feel the breath come and go as it will and relax into that awareness. Here are some tips that will help you have the optimal experience. I recommend that you do not use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening while we're in this invocation process. I recommend you don't, I think I already said that, sorry. If you become distracted, like I just did for a second, then as soon as you notice you're distracted, don't fight the distraction. Don't try to change it. Let it be as it is with no resistance. And treat the distraction as an uninvited guest to whom you don't have to pay any more attention. So just relax back into what you're focusing on, whether that's energy or breath. And if the distraction remains in the background, that's fine. Let it do its thing. Don't resist it because that would make it stronger. Just let it do its thing and you do your thing. Nice. Another nuance you can use if you wish is to learn what the least effort is needed to do this. If you wish, you can discover how little effort that is by, for a moment, going to no effort at all, just resting and being. If at zero effort, you still have awareness of either the energy or the breath, then zero effort is all you need. If at zero effort, you've lost that awareness, then add very tiny increments of effort back until you just start to notice energy or breath again. But just rest at that very, very minimal level of effort needed to feel it. The less energy expended to hold that awareness, the better. It leaves more space for the divine. I can feel that many of us are now moving into embodied awakening. There's a way to know if you've actually attained it. It's when four things are all true at the same time. Those four things are no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful, and effortless. If you get all that, you're in embodied awakening for sure. To my knowledge, that's the only way to get there. Or rather, that's the only way to have all those things going on at the same time. If you're in embodied awakening, just rest there, and your simple presence in that state will make it easier for everyone else to get there as well. If you're not there, then relax, either to zero effort, if you still have awareness of the energy or the breath at zero, or using the absolute minimum effort needed to have that awareness. The whole point here is the divine is doing this for you. Your ego cannot awaken itself through its own effort, but it's already called the divine in to do that for it, and therefore, the more the ego relaxes and just allows the divine to do it, not gumming up the works through fruitless effort, the quicker it happens. We'll leave just a moment longer for anyone who's not yet in embodied awakening to relax into it. One beautiful thing about these invocations is they cannot overwhelm you. Your higher self is regulating the whole thing, and it's watching you very carefully for your reactions, and it's never going to give you more of anything than you can handle. It may stretch you a little bit, but you're never going to go to the point of overwhelm with these invocations, whether for awakening or for healing or whatever you're calling them. So if that was a concern for you, just relax. Know that just the right amount of divine consciousness is going to saturate your body. As you continue to awaken more and more, you'll be able to hold more and more of that divinity in you. But even just a very basic awakening level 101 can give you the qualities I described. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. Okay, I can feel the allies beginning to move energy. So even if you did not make it all the way to embodied awakening, that's not required. Just relax and we'll all do this together. The nature of this process is that each person gets their own customized experience. I will be, from this point on, narrating what's happening anyway. I will not be making anything happen. I will be your empathic tour guide. And it may also be true that what you're experiencing will be different than what I'm describing. And if that's happening, that's fine. Go with what's happening for you. And you'll rejoin us again at some point. So relax, be passive, allow. And this is such a win-win kind of thing, because each of us now is going to get more healing, more awakening, deeper divine consciousness. And every benefit that we personally get will radiate to the collective. Everything we do in this event, we do as surrogates for humanity. Somebody has to be on the cutting edge. Okay, so now I'm beginning to be aware of more blissful energy in my brain. Sense of subtly rotating energy in and around me. Again, a reminder, don't try to match what I'm describing. Most people will be having a similar experience to me, but you may be going different directions. Let that happen if it needs to. Now, some heavy energy is beginning to move through my body. If all that you're ready to do is clear some of your own heavy energy, that's all that we'll be putting, all that will be coming through you. Those who are evolved enough to process some heavy energy for the collective will be getting some of that. Again, all very closely and carefully supervised by the divine. No one gets more than they can do. It may be intense, but it will never be too much. If you feel heavy energy coming through you, please don't do anything about it. Please remain passive and know that our divine allies will do all that's needed to move it through you and transmute it or clear it through your body for the benefit of others. As long as you have faith that you'll be left clean as a whistle at the end, then that's exactly what will happen. Now my body, it was kind of shaking around a little bit, but now it's still. And I'm feeling a deepening, more potent divine vibration. My body now has shifted to feel more like energy than flesh. And it's gradually, okay, they're showing me that there is at least one person, whether they're live or on the recording, who is trying to make something happen. There's some resistance in the field. So if you are using any effort at all to try to make anything happen, I invite you, please release that effort and go 100% passive. And either just feel the energy moving inside you, or feel your breath coming and going. Either way, there's no controlling anything. You're just noticing what's happening on its own. So please release that control thing. Be passive. Please let the divine do it for you. As those of you who are sensitive can feel, even one person who's overdoing the effort kind of slows it down for everybody. So that's what I was saying, how important it is to give this your undivided attention and to really give it the best you can while you're part of this interlinked group energy. It may sound crazy that you can do this as a recording and affect everyone forward and backward in time. Whoever has done it, is doing it, or will do it. But that's exactly how it works. We need each other here. We co-create it. When I say that in the email, that's not just hyperbole. That's real. It's starting to smooth out. So thank you, whoever chose to relax and allow. Really appreciate it. And also, strange as it may seem, I can feel the effects even if someone is doing that from the recording later on. Yeah, now we're relaxing into a more deeper, blissful space. Yeah, I'm very much aware of my energy self, much more than my physical self. Probably up to about 90-10 percentage-wise. And I'm noticing more of the divine realm opening to my awareness. Kind of like just another layer added. So relax, be passive, and allow the awareness of this deeper level of divinity to open to you spontaneously. Again, don't try to make it happen. Just let it open on its own. One thing I learned very well in my ayahuasca ceremonies, when you get into the inner worlds, things run themselves in there. And your ego is simply not qualified to lead anything in there. Way above its pay grade. So just let your ego relax, be passive. If all you're doing is just kind of blending into this sweet, blissful field of energy, that's more than enough. As I frequently say on these calls, the service we do is by being. Our doing is being. So some of us are having dual awareness. We're aware of the physical body and the human self. At the same time, we're aware of our part of our divinity in that blended field we've all created together. It's a both and it's effortless. Again, please don't expend effort trying to make that dual awareness happen. Just notice it if it's spontaneously there. And some will have even more than two levels. Technically, there's no limit to how many points of awareness a more awakened being can hold at the same time. Just let your awareness be where it is. Relax, surrender, allow. There's some dark alien energy in the field that we're collectively transmuting. So if you see some interesting imagery there, just relax and know that it's all being handled. Yeah, the alien form I'm seeing was on Earth a long time ago. They're not alive anymore, but they placed a field there many, many, many years ago. And that field is being cleared, and I'm seeing the image of the alien who, or the aliens, the species type that did that. And it's just being cleared away. There's nothing we have to do, just allow and let that energy from the planet be released. So there's both a deep serenity and there's a lot of dynamic energy in the field at the same time. Just relax and let all of it be there. If you're wondering what should be happening, well, whatever is happening is what should be happening when we do these events. So just let it be as it is. If your body wants to shake or vibrate or tremble, that's okay. If you need to cry or scream or move your body to get something out, that's fine. Just make sure that any such things are spontaneously inspired. And don't do them just because your ego thinks it might be a good idea. Just the body knows how to move things through. And if at all possible, I invite you to allow that if it's called for. Yeah, I just went to a deeper level of immersion with the divine energy. If I'm quiet for a little while, then just continue resting in the energy. You may now be feeling some energy saturating your physical body in a really beautiful way. The energy is kind of peaceful and kind of intense all at the same time. Just relax and allow it to work its magic for you. Each person receiving a little bit different thing. And like just about all Awakening Plus recordings, you can come back to this later in the archive, even if you've done it before. You'll have a different experience every time. The allies are always there in real time when you do an Awakening Plus recording. And you get what you need in that moment. I've got some heavy energy processing through me. Happy to be of service. The space is getting very deep. Just relax into it. As a reminder, whatever benefit you're receiving, whether it's healing or awakening, is being transmitted in real time out to the earthly collective. So whatever good thing is happening to you, its benefit is being shared for the great Aquarian Age awakening. So open and receive fully and without reservation is what I recommend. The more benefit you receive right now, the more helpful it will be to humanity. Stay relaxed and passive. Just focus on whatever your inner experience is. If inner experience isn't happening for you, then just let breath come and go. Whatever it is, just let it run itself. Relax completely. Be the energy. Let yourself merge into this ecstatic field of divine being. You may feel yourself just fully in the field, or you may notice there's still a part of you in the body, and in a both and manner, that consciousness is still there, at least a little bit, and then most of you perhaps then is there in the beautiful blended field we're all creating together. Whatever it is, just let it be so. Whether your experience is bliss or challenge or both, just let it be what it is. I've got some heavy energy vibrating through me. And it's through. Y'all are doing a great job holding the field. Well done. And now I'm feeling increasing awareness of the physical body, which is what happens as we draw toward the conclusion of the event. So you might notice that there's gradually increasing awareness of your physical body, and there's still awareness of that blissful blended field. Instead of an either or kind of thinking, allow it to be a both and. Feeling more and more present in your physical body and yet still aware of that bliss and feeling that bliss in the physical body and letting it be integrated in to the greatest extent that serves highest good. So your physical body may feel very different now. Just feel the body. See if you don't notice a new and sweeter vibration there. And feel yourself solidly connecting with Mother Earth. All right. I think it's time to call the directions and wrap up the formal process, after which we will allow some time for feedback or questions. Pachamama. Manakia, Wirakota, Niti, Kriti, Allies, thank you so much for this beautiful experience. Thank you for this opportunity to serve. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone who's been part of this experience, allies, please stay with that person for as long as it serves their highest good. I request that you stay with me always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you. Allies, where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate and to whom? All right, the formal container is closed. Just a quick note for those of you who are not full members of Awakening Plus before we go to the feedback and Q&A. About half our calls, like these Monday night new with support teams, are free and open to anybody. There's also a call this Wednesday, and that would be the April 28th of 2021. We're going to do a call that boosts your immunity and heals and awakens. So that should be a pretty sweet call. That's again, it's 2 nights from now as we do this live. Anyone's free to come to that as well. But if you want the full shebang, if you want to be able to attend every single live event, we do at least 9 every month. If you'd like access to that archive I mentioned, which has roughly at this moment 325 archived events, as well as a best of guide to help you pick the very best of each type. And we have everything from super mellow to super intense and all kinds of specialty recordings as well. Gives you all that. You get access to the full 16-part Invocation Masterclass. 6 parts are free on astroshaman.com just by clicking the word invocations in the menu bar. But if you want the other 10, come into the membership. And you can get all this for $1. You get $1 for 30 days. And if you like it, you can hang out and you'll be auto-billed $19 a month after that. And if that's too much, then just pop me an email and we can drop you to 9 a month for exactly the same stuff. So I'm here to help people heal and awaken. I've tried to make the membership super affordable and juicy. And anyhow, so that's kind of the idea. If you're interested, check out awakeningplus.com. If you'd like to work with me individually, one-on-one, you can go to astroshaman.com. And I do astrology, shamanic healing mixed with internal family systems therapy. I do awakening activation, life coaching, and all kinds of other stuff. So everything about all that is at astroshaman.com. All right. So that's the public service announcement. And now let's open it up for feedback. So I'm going to allow unmuting. So anyone is now free to unmute themselves if they wish. Or you can type in the chat window, whatever you're up to. So I'm working with a peculiar technical limitation right now. My participant window and my chat window are locked in the center of the screen, and one is on top of the other. Normally I just move them side to side, but for some weird reason, I'm not allowed to do that right now. So I'm going to favor the chat window. And therefore, I won't be able to see you if you have unmuted yourself. And if you have done that, just start talking. So I do want to monitor the written stuff. And sometimes it takes a moment for people to start sharing because some people go really deep and they need some time to sort of get to where they can communicate again. So I invite you to just relax. There's still a lot of really sweet energy around, even though we have formally closed the container. And you can just relax into that sweet, ecstatic energy while we're waiting for someone to speak up or type up, as the case may be. I'll also share, I'm really happy that our joint energy was so sweet tonight. There was that one moment where there was one little bit of resistance energy kind of slowing it down, but that cleared pretty quickly. And from there, it was very smooth sailing. And we do co-create this thing. So each and every one of you does make a difference, whether you're live or on the recording. So grateful that you've all chosen to be here for this. So this could be one of those nights where no one shares anything at all, which is also fine. So last call for sharing. Anything you'd like to say, just unmute yourself. If you're on a phone, that's *6. Or you can type in the chat window. We must have gone deep tonight. Okay, we will wrap it up then. So thank you all very much for being part of this. So grateful always when you show up. I hope you've had a beautiful experience, and big thanks from me and the allies for being willing to show up and help the Aquarian age move along to full flowering. Thanks again for being here. Good night.